This is Lydia Johnson at the 94th National FFA Convention and Expo with Benjamin Olander of the Staples Motley FFA chapter in Minnesota. He is the winner of the Agricultural Mechanics Design and Fabrication Proficiency Area. Ben, how are you doing today?
Oh, just fine. A lot of nerves coming out after I've been announced, and just a crazy day. Wasn't totally expecting it at all, and feeling pretty good right now, actually. So yeah.
Walk us through your project. It sounds like it's been a multi-year building up to this event.
Yeah, this has been a work of probably 5 or 6 years total. Obviously, I started my membership in eighth grade. So I started at a machine shop where there's a lot of CNC machines, plugging in parts and just changing parts out, cleaning, doing general maintenance things. As I started working more in the project, I got to learn how to weld, how to fabricate, how to use cutting processes. And as I moved up in those processes, I was able to create more complex projects. I went from creating feed bunks to creating feeder wagons, as well as creating front loader attachments for skid loaders, such as landscape rakes. And recently I've been able to do a little bit with brush hogs as well. So all kinds of things that I've been able to do. And it's just been a blast to be able to be a part of this and just see the work come to life in this contest in my state, as well as here at Nationals as well.
You've done quite a few different projects. You're talking about a lot of kind of complex projects. Why those in particular?
It's something that my uncle is my boss, and it was something that as I started getting some of those regular basic processes done early in my career, if you will, at that job, I started moving up into more complex projects that he already had been completing, but continued to evolve those projects as I was able to gain more skills. He was able to work with me and continue to expand my horizons in the work that I could do and that the work I didn't know I could do. So I credit him with a lot of the work that I was able to be able to push to do, as well as just create some of those complex projects that I never thought I would be able to do as a senior in high school and even younger than that.
So what does the future look like for you in this project area?
I am currently majoring in ag business and agronomy at the University of Minnesota Crookston. And as I move into my future, I look to become a private agronomist. But on the side, as a hobby, I would love to continue to create these projects, potentially own the landscaping business from my uncle, as well as some of those other projects, and create similar agricultural equipment that I was creating in high school as well. So looking forward to the day my shop is going to be built and the ways that I can utilize that shop to not only work on my own farm that I hope to have, but also create that business where I'm able to sell some of those agricultural products to other agriculturists in my area.
Well, it's amazing to see your skills tie together with what you want to do with your future, but it sounds like you've been incredibly involved in FFA during your time as well.
Yeah, so I've had the opportunity to be involved in a lot of officer positions. I've had the opportunity to do not just this proficiency, but others in beef entrepreneurship, in vegetable production, and so many others that have just blessed me with a wealth of knowledge that I can't even begin to comprehend sometimes. It really prepared me for my career. I was able to serve as the Minnesota FFA state president last year, which was a challenge in its own unique ways, but also a lovely privilege that I was able to have to learn a little bit about how to overcome obstacles as we faced the pandemic last year. So all kinds of unique opportunities that I've had in my FFA career. And as it comes to a close, potentially next year getting my American FFA degree, I will reflect on FFA and think of all its wonders and the impact that it's had on my life greatly.
Closing up here, is there anyone you'd like to thank?
I'd like to thank my parents, Keith and Denise Olander. They've been supportive through all of this. My sisters, I'll thank them too. I also like to thank my boss, my advisors who started out, Mr. Lindgren, for pushing me to be my best, and then Mr. Ramstead helping me fill out those proficiencies late at night, and just all the others in my community that have helped me throughout the years, whether that be in my schooling, in this work, or anywhere else. Just thank you so much.
That's Benjamin Olander. This proficiency area, the Agricultural Mechanics Design and Fabrication, is sponsored by the Carry On Trailer Corporation and Lincoln Electric Harris Products Group. Thanks for joining us today, Ben.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
This is Lydia Johnson reporting for National FFA.